Well, this morning I want us to think about
our identity. What makes you, you? If you were to describe who you are when you're on holiday abroad, you might say, well, I'm British. If you're talking about your job, you might say, well, I'm a teacher, or I'm a nurse, I'm an engineer, I'm a businessman, I'm retired from doing whatever. If you're describing yourself on a job application, you'll talk about your education, skills, experience, and qualifications. If you're doing your profile on a dating app, you might talk about your personality, likes and dislikes, hopes and dreams. If you're talking about family, you might say, oh, you're a wife, a husband, a father, a mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, grandparent, uncle, aunt, etc. I've just become a great uncle on Friday. My brother, Stephen, not the brother who came last Sunday to speak, but my other brother, his daughter, Rebecca, had a little baby boy. So he's a grandfather, and I'm a great uncle, which makes me feel very old. And let's get this right. Am I coming through all right? And my parents are now great-grandparents. So in my card for my mother, I was able to put Happy Mother's Day and congratulations on being a great-grandmother. Well, I used to love reading Ladybird books, and I still love the How It Works Ladybird series for adults. I thought I'd read you two or three pages from the Ladybird book, How It Works, The Mum. A mum has two very important jobs to do. One is to look after her children. The other is to do everything else as well. When she was single, Debbie had nightmares about being left alone and unwanted. For the last 3 years, someone has called her every 2 minutes, every time she has had a bath or gone to the toilet. Debbie now dreams of being left alone and unwanted, even just for a few minutes. Well, we've all got things that make up our identity. Some of these things we might feel good about sometimes. There's things about ourselves and the identity we have that perhaps gives us some self-esteem. Other times, we might not like the sense of identity that we have, if it's connected with low self-esteem, sense of failure, shame, rejection. There are even times when we might feel that we've lost a key aspect of our identity, or part of our identity has been overshadowed by other things. So how do we see ourselves if we experience failure or lose our job or